Johannesburg 21, Pretoria 20, Tzaneen 24. The funeral of Pope Francis is continuing with leaders from across the world in St. Peter's Square. The Pope will be buried at the Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica, a break from tradition. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, US President Donald Trump, and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer are some of those attending the funeral. Zelensky and Trump has reportedly met in Rome today on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. More on jacarandafm.com, click on news. The Mkhonto we Sizwe party has submitted a motion of no confidence against Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana to Parliament. The motion of no confidence follows Godongwana's rescission of the VAT hike on Thursday, a week before the increase had to be implemented. Mangaliso Khumalo reports.
The MK party says Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has failed the nation, accusing him of choosing a VAT hike that hits the poor the hardest while refusing to tax the wealthy or luxury goods. They argue that his actions have harmed the economy and disregarded the goals of the National Development Plan. In response, the MK party has formally filed a motion of no confidence in Parliament. They are calling on members of Parliament to support the motion and stand in solidarity with the working class. The party maintains that South Africa needs a finance minister who prioritizes the needs of the people over the interests of capital. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Eskom says in the past 24 hours, a total of 3,320 megawatts of generation capacity has been restored, ensuring a stable power system with enough supply to meet the long weekend's demand. The power utility implemented a stage 2 load shedding on Thursday afternoon after the loss of generation units and a higher-than-expected electricity demand. Eskom spokesperson Daphne McQuena.
Planned maintenance continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand, to meet regulatory requirements and to ensure environmental compliance. Year to date, 7,164 megawatts of the generation capacity has been under planned maintenance on average. This equates to 15.32% of generation capacity.
And the DA says it has successfully pushed for a review of the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment Framework. Reports adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition highlight concerns over elite capture and limited impact on job creation. The DA's Toby Chance calls for an independent review, emphasizing the need for a fresh approach to economic transformation.
Despite billions spent, the policy hasn't delivered real transformation. The DA insists an independent review is urgent before more funds are committed to a failing system. There's growing support for change, with even the minister questioning what's really working. It is time for a bold rethink.
I'm Emil Pinard from myself and the rest of the news team. Good afternoon.
Jacaranda FM weekends. Be like.
I want to be forever young.
Be like. Number 20.
Where do we go wrong? I know you closed the door, but the light's still on. I wanna hate that song, but I play it every night like you're in my arms. Yeah, it's so. Asking me how you were, only makes it worse.